Lesson 9. Track 9. Seaside Mystery. Part 5.
Isn't that him over there?
Where?
There, going into the shopping center.
How do you know it's him?
Well, he's running, and the only other people who are running are you and me.
Oh, that's true. Come on.
Look, over there, Carlos. That man going into the department store. He's got a bag.
You're right. It's him. Perhaps his gun is in the bag.
Carlos, quick. He's there by the lifts. I think he can see us.
He's getting into the lift. Quick, into the other one.
Carlos, we are stupid. We don't know which floor he's going to.
He'll get out at the first floor, I'm sure.
Okay, here we are. Can you see him?
No, I don't think so. Oh, never mind. Perhaps if we go back to the ground floor?
Look, Carlos, that's him. He's talking to a sales assistant. He's giving her something in a bag. He's gone.
Excuse me, madam. Do you know that man?
No. He said he found this bag. I work here, you see. A lot of people leave bags in here when they are shopping. It happens every day.
Can you look inside, please?
Yes. Do you know what's in it?
Please, look inside. We think it's a gun.
A gun? Oh, no!
Pick it up, Peter. Look inside it.
Okay. Oh, no. It's just a newspaper and a bottle of mineral water.
So what's all this about a gun? Is this some kind of joke?
I'm sorry. We were wrong. It's all a mistake.
I see. Well, please go away then. I have customers and a job to do.
Peter, this is very strange. I don't understand what is going on, do you?
No, I don't. But I know this. Harry King doesn't want to talk to us. So what does he do? He leaves a bag with the sales assistant. We stop to find out what's in the bag, and he gets away.
You're right. That's exactly what happened. I think we must go and talk to Mrs. King. She knows more about this than we do. And Yoshiko is there with her.
Yes. I want to see if she is okay.
Do you think she is in danger?
I hope not. But if those men come back...
Which men?
The ones who are trying to kill Harry King.
But they don't want to hurt Mrs. King or Yoshiko.
No, but if the son is there, do you think they mind who gets hurt?
I suppose you're right. Let's go back to Yoshiko's place then.
Have you got your mobile? I can call her first and tell her we are coming.
Sure. Here it is.
Hello? Is that you, Carlos?
No, it's me, Peter. Are you okay?
I can't speak to you at the moment. Mrs. King is here. She doesn't want me to talk to you.
I don't understand, Yoshiko. What is going on?
I don't understand it either, Peter. Please come and get me. I don't want to stay here. I don't feel safe.
Of course. I'm coming now. Carlos is here too. Don't worry. We're coming now.
What is she saying?
Come on, Carlos. She needs us. She says she doesn't feel safe.
Okay, let's go.
It's just up here, on the left.
Isn't that Yoshiko? Where's she going?
Yoshiko! Yoshiko!
Peter, it's you! Thank goodness! It's Mrs. King. She had a phone call and now she's gone. I can't find her anywhere.
Let's go in the house and look.
Come on, Yoshiko. You are safe now.
I'm safe, but what about Mrs. King? I don't know who called her, but I don't think it was her son. What if it's those men who want to kill her son?
We don't know that.
It is possible, Carlos.
But why do they want Mrs. King?
Because if they have Mrs. King, then her son...
Of course! You are clever, Peter. They want the son, and if they have Mrs. King and he tries to find her, they can kill him.
This is terrible. We must go to the police.
Yes, but let's talk about it first. There's a lot to talk about.
Okay, come into the kitchen.